Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday! Yippee Friday! From your KC Morning Show, my name's Arsenal Kitty. Hello, Kitty.
Buenos dias.
How you doing? Oh, you must have got that Spanish test. You got that Spanish test back? How'd you do?
No, I didn't get my results, but I was feeling pretty good.
Sounds like you know what you're talking about. You sound like you habla español.
Más o menos.
Oh, un poco? Look at us being ridiculous. Happy Friday. Yes, Friday, September 25th?
Yep.
Sure is. Right off the bat. Guess what your sunrise was this morning?
I didn't see it, but I would like to know when it happened.
It happened at 7:09. Guess when your sunset is tonight?
7:11.
7:09.
Ooh!
We're getting exactly a 12-hour day, baby.
Freaky.
That's
a freaky Friday.
There she is. That seems significant. It's your high today. 86 degrees. Your low, 66. Visibility. We got to be able to see. Nothing but clear skies. 10 miles as far as the eye can see. UV index? Any guesses today, Kitty? That's our thing now. We need to have someone sponsor the UV index.
UV index.
On this show. So stupid. Any guesses today?
Any guesses?
You got 10 to choose from.
Yeah, 10 to choose from. I'm going to go with 0 again.
It's a 1.
It's a damn it.
It's a 1. And
that was my next guess. I'm so upset.
Your moon phase. Going to wrap it up with a waxing. Give us the summer strikes back this weekend a little bit. It's going to be real nice. But then on Sunday, then it feels like fall. Talking 90 degrees tomorrow, sunny and 90.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 88 today. I was trying to decide what to wear. And I'm like, do I wear a sweater? Do I not? I don't know the rules right now. I'm just very confused.
We could be getting in the 50s on Sunday, Kitty. That's exciting. Pull out them cardigans, the sweaters. I went to fetch yesterday. Got myself a nice little
jacket.
I'm going to
go there today, actually.
What you going to get me?
Oh, what did you get me?
I got you the satisfaction of looking at me in a brand new hat. So I didn't get you anything, but I got myself a hat and a jacket. So.
Well,
Kitty, it's a Friday. Happy Friday. It's comic book day. Did you know that?
It's comic book day?
It is comic book day. I have a website of all the BS holidays that we celebrate, thinking I can maybe work some kind of gimmick into it for the show.
Mm.
I didn't use that one. I got another one we're going to do because it's another fictional holiday. But yeah, happy comic book day.
Oh,
if that means anything to you at all.
I can't say it exactly does, but I'm feeling good. Back to your initial question, I'm feeling good.
Today we're brought to you by our friends at Charlie Hustle, KCMS20, 20% off at Charlie Hustle. Thanks again. Y'all the best. We got to get you hooked up with some sweaters and stuff, Kitty.
Yeah, I was looking at their site actually, and I really, really want this Arrowhead Stadium crew neck.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's because it looks vintage. It's got them cool colors. Mm-hmm. It's my style. I like it.
So I spoke last night, Kitty. It happened. You know, I did that thing with UMKC?
Yeah, that thing you didn't prepare for until the very last second.
Why are you saying
that
now?
And then decided you were going to wing it?
Well, why are you saying that? I had a good time. I thought it was actually awesome. And you over here trying to throw me under the bus. No, it was so much fun. Yeah, all the student athletes at UMKC, of which I was in a previous life student athlete. Don't forget about that.
This guy, D1, did you know that? He ran track.
I will tell you. If you didn't know, I'm going to tell you about it. It was awesome. We talked like mental health and just kind of kicked it. There was like 200 people on that call. I think I did a better job not preparing, because if I would have prepared, especially knowing there was that many people, I would have probably just psyched myself out.
Mm-hmm.
I would have probably over-talked. I would have wrote a whole dissertation. We basically just kind of kicked it. Was very much a fireside chat. So UMKC, just I love that spot, and I'm a roo for life, baby. Let's roo up. I kind of thought you were gonna reach out trying to find the link.
I
thought you were gonna try
a
watch.
I'm not gonna lie, I did
not.
I actually did go to their site after a while, and I was like,
really?
I got on Twitter, and I was like, okay, maybe they actually posted something. And of course, nobody was tweeting any links, so I was just like, okay.
Well, because I didn't know what the access was. And
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't go to UMKC. They don't send me their codes. Go, maybe speak in my college.
Here's how you open a beer can, and here's how you do a shot. I can provide all kinds of assistance, Kitty. On the show today, Kitty, we got Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heist, gonna be talking Chiefs, last minute fantasy moves. We didn't do a fantasy team. I got to do one next year. You would be great
at fantasy football.
I really think you would. I think you'd be really good at it because you get into it.
I am so competitive. Football would be my bitch. And yeah, so would all the people playing against me.
You'd be like on the waiver wire.
Yes.
Kitty at the waiver wire. Stroke of midnight. So we got Benny doing a sports thing. No Sean. Wasn't able to get Sean last night. We're going to get him for next week. So since we won't have a Flicks on a Friday, I thought we could do something like this. I'm a music guy. We had some music stuff on the show Wednesday. And I don't want that to be like too much. Hence why we've had to start stretching out your list of Hartzell. It hurts me so much. If it was up to me, we do a list of Hartzell every single day.
But, oh, you know, is Hartzell Hurtzell?
I hate how much I kind of like that one. That was pretty good.
You're welcome.
So let's do this. And we can't have Flicks on a Friday. Let's play some more music, huh? It is also not only National Comic Book Day, but it's also National One Hit Wonder Day. Again, we're just making this stuff up. This is ridiculous. But here's what we're going to do. Got a little bit of remix to this list. I'm not going to give you the best of all time. Okay. No. Let's keep it to the 2000s. I'm going to go to the aughts.
Ooh.
The best one-hit wonders of the 2000s, Kitty. What do you think about that list?
One-hit wonders make me sad because the song is so good and then you want more from that artist and they just don't do it for you.
Oh, that's interesting. So you take more of the, like, you feel bad for the artist route.
I feel bad for the artist. I feel bad for myself.
Interesting, because I would think that artist is like iconic now. Eye of the Tiger. No one knows any more Survivor songs, but they know Eye of the Tiger. Like Survivor, I think, will never go away because of that one song.
Yeah, at the same time, there's so many one-hit wonders that I know every word to, but I can't tell you the song name or the artist title.
Well, maybe. Perhaps, Kitty, you might even have a few on this list. This right here, the greatest one-hit wonders of the 2000s. Let's start it with number 5. Let's go LaRue, Bulletproof. Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet. This time, baby, I'll be
bulletproof. I do love that. Okay, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're right. That song changed my life. But again, I thought that after that, she was going to blow up.
A lot of them never actually hit number one on the chart, but they're going to be around forever. Let's go to number 4. Snow Patrol. Chasing Cars. Let's go.
Yeah, that again is, I feel like that band does have a nice little niche following.
Well, you got to remember that song was helped by Grey's Anatomy. Like when Grey's Anatomy featured that one on one of the episodes, mm-hmm. and that's what blew that thing up. Me and my roommate Bryson, who is now in Hamilton,
by the way. Oh my God, what sorority were you guys a part of?
We were in acapella, so we were those tools. Instead of going to class, we binged Grey's Anatomy, and yes, Chasing Cars was featured. It was the 2006 rock tune that perhaps changed the decade. Ooh, wow.
Rock tune.
Spinditty.com really likes some Chasing Cars. Number 3, Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom. You know I'm not the little boy that I used to be. I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? Stacy's Mom has got it going on. She's all I want and I've waited for so long.
Yeah, that's a bop.
That was 03? Wow. This 2003 rock ditty gives a shout out to ladies who are better than 40. Stacy's Mom, she's always had it going on. Number 2, your runner up, this a cover. Interesting. The Ataris, Boys of Summer. I can't tell you. A remake, obviously, of the 1984 Don Henley classic. A pretty true-to-form cover, but it adds some new layers to it. Those are the best kind of covers. They stay true to the source material, but they can still add some nuance here and there. Number 1, the best one-hit wonder of the 2000s. The year was 2004. The band, Los Lonely Boys, Heaven. And I
to have some faith and just keep on giving. How far is it? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
I did not see Los Lonely Boys coming out number one. If you would have told me, like, make my list, I would not have had that one, but I am not mad about it. Kitty, today, Friday, September 25th. I'm sure it's another holiday we can throw in there, but for right now, should we do the news?
Let's do it.
The news!
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go! We gotta do the news, y'all. We have one goal, one objective, if we so choose to accept. And we do. We gotta do the news. But first, we freestyling on this Friday. I'm vamping because Kitty is still putting together some last-minute bars. Kitty's gonna freestyle this news intro. We've had a long week of headlines. And now Kitty's gonna just let us know, the important ones. The ones that stuck out in her mind. The most important part of all those stories, they gotta be certifiable bangers. Kitty, are you ready? Are you ready to freestyle this news? Five, six, seven. Kitty, go! Hey!
This weekend, the news has been nothing but blues. We had to say RIP to our RBG, fighter of rights and humanity. Our boys at Sporting just keep losing, but have no fear. The Chiefs are here and ready to snag another ring this year. Well, that's all for now, but stick around because Kitty and Hardy going to keep laying it down.
That's pretty good. You found that beat. You got the lyrics.
Hey, if you don't know, now you know.
Kitty going to give it to you. Kitty going to give it to you. Let's do the news. Ugh, gross. We were having such a good time, and now we gotta do the news. Fine. COVID!
Missouri is reporting 1,365 new cases of coronavirus since yesterday. Kansas will update its numbers tomorrow. And while the Kansas positivity rate is the same, Missouri's has gone up slightly to 12.9%.
Missouri is dealing with a surge in new cases. Like, let's just call it what it is, y'all. This ain't looking great. Another 1,500 reported Wednesday. More than 1,500 is 1,580, bringing the total now to 116,946. And I'm looking now on the TV, we got CNN on here. They're saying by mid-October, perhaps another 26,000 Americans dead because of the coronavirus. This is all just terrible, terrible stuff. Governor Mikey P, old Mike Parson, the P stands for positive. I am positive that the governor has coronavirus. I shouldn't laugh, but come on.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson will remain quarantined for at least 10 days after testing positive for COVID-19. The governor and First Lady Teresa Parson both tested positive. The governor says that he's feeling fine and Teresa has mild symptoms. Governor Parson traveled to Kansas City and at least five other places around the state Monday and Tuesday.
Two other state legislators at Monday's event, State Senator Tony Lutkemeyer and State Rep Mark Sharp, are concerned.
They both told me they're following the guidelines and quarantining for the next 14 days.
The guideline is within 6 feet of the infected person for 15 minutes or more. And Patterson doesn't think that happened at Monday's event.
I would like to thank my good friend Karma for her hand in this. I do not wish ill upon Parsons nor his wife because, again, that ish will come back to bite you in the ass.
2020 is a year that has been so filled with irony. It just, of course, this would happen. Of course. Absolutely. The man who says meh on a mask mandate.
Because we all know that old 45 has had it.
Oh, he absolutely has had it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
One, when he was making all the, what's that stuff called? The hydroxychloroquine.
And he was
when he said he had actually taken it, I think that's when he had it. Again, I don't know nothing. I am speculating blindly on this show, which is what we do best. But listen, you can't tell me 45 didn't have corona. Come on now. And as we're in the midst of a pandemic, the world still turns. We still have to have a reckoning with race. We are still dealing now with the fallout of the charges, or I guess lack thereof charges, lack thereof justice for Breonna Taylor.
There will be another protest tonight at the Kansas City Police Department. Organizers tell us they will be at the Kansas City Police Department headquarters on 12th and Locust. Protesters here in Kansas City have a list of demands they want to see from the police in Kansas City. That includes things like local control of the police department, increased de-escalation training for officers, and the resignation of Chief Rick Smith.
I guess it was been Tuesday night, about 100 demonstrators gathered in Kansas City demanding higher standards for police and justice. When we talk about systemic racism, like, this is what we're talking about. You can find every loophole in the book to say why those cops were not charged in killing Breonna Taylor. But you know that she didn't get justice, and you know that she was murdered. And that's because the system is working, because the system was made to work this way. We weren't involved in the process. When we talk about systemic racism, that's what we're talking about. This is a system that was built to work this way, which is why we have to totally upend all of it. We got to change this entire thing. Mayor Q had some comments as well.
In Kansas City, we will continue to try to work for accountability. We continue to be responsive to the moment before us. But look, I also have very grave concerns with a lot of our other tragedies right here in Kansas City, including the fact that a family is burying a 22-month-old. So there is a lot for us to address. There's a lot for us to address in policing and accountability.
Job numbers came out. They are still all bad. Lots of folks still out of work. But there may be some solutions to that. It's not long term, but you know, we are in a pandemic and we need contact tracers. So if you're looking for maybe some part-time gigs, this might be it, and you'd be doing some good.
So as cases continue to rise, health departments all across the area need contact tracers.
The only way we can keep our kids in school and our economy going, right? We need to be able to keep these case counts as low as possible to not have rampant transmission of coronavirus. And it really falls on these individuals who are coming on board to help us do that.
This weekend, Kitty, the Plaza Art Fair, I feel like both of us would have been there in normal situations. Luckily, we didn't have to say it was canceled. It's a different way of doing things, but that is this weekend, the Plaza Art Fair.
89th annual Plaza Art Fair.
That's a lot of history, but this weekend things will be different. No more closed streets or big tents bringing in nearly 250,000 people. Still, it's an event the Plaza says needed to happen in some form.
Still be able to celebrate art and food and music in a different way.
This year, a lot of the art will look like this. Set up exhibits in storefront windows.
Be able to see art in person and buy art in person. There's options for that. If you want to explore art online, there's options for that.
Casey says Plaza restaurants and businesses are hoping folks will come out social distance and enjoy the arts.
And bring it safely to people in a way that they can still enjoy it.
And if you can, I hope I'm not coming across like I'm preaching right now, but if you can buy any of the artwork, that would be great. So many artists, you know, their income is based off of, like, you know, these kind of circuits where you go to art shows around the country. So if you are going to head down there and you can spend a few bucks, I know it would be greatly appreciated. I am a son of a photographer, so I always try to rep you spending some money, support the arts, and you can support local down there as well. Kitty, this one bums me out. Going, going, gone! Danny Matthews' voice. Gordo is retiring.
Outfielder Alex Gordon played all 14 seasons of his major league career with the Kansas City Royals. His long career is highlighted by 7 gold gloves. He also won the Rawlings Platinum Glove Award in 2014. Gordon is also among the Royals leaders in most offensive categories, including 3rd in walks, 4th in home runs with 190, and 5th in doubles with 357. Gordon told the media today he knew this season was going to be his last.
This game has given me so much, but at the same time, these guys know what I'm talking about, just being traveling, being in hotels, being in a suitcase, playing every day. It does take away a lot from the family, so I'm excited to catch up on that.
One of my all-time favorite Royals. This one, like, you knew it was going to happen, and you were hoping it wasn't going to be this season because Gordo deserves the best send-off. And Dayton Moore even said they're going to have, like, a Alex Gordon appreciation game next season so that people can come and give him the send-off that he needs, because that man just kind of encapsulates what that Royals run was. You know, we were the worst, and then we were first, and, like, that home run. I mean, we remember that was a game one against the Mets, that home run that Gordo had. It was just, what a time in Kansas City.
I'm thinking, it's the end of an era.
Like, I'm getting the goosebumps right now just thinking about that. We were even at KCI, and everybody in the terminal's having a good time. Like, even the airport workers, like, yo, go Royals. Like, it was just a wonderful movement in Kansas City. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, if you weren't here during that 2014, 2015 run. It's kind of hard to put to words, but yeah, it was something super, super special. And yeah, I want to give that man a statue. Hopefully he stays in town too. Make that guy not only a royal for life, but make him like a Kansas Cityan for life too.
You know, you can take the person out of Kansas City, but you can never take the Kansas City out of the person.
That's right. A1, baby. A1. Love you, Gordo. Have you noticed an increase in robocalls? You know they're back, right?
I saw a while back there was this thing that you could set up on your phone to block scam calls. Worked great for me for about, I don't know, several months. Now, I feel like I get at least 6 of them a day.
Yeah, Kitty.
Do you know what I do?
What do you do?
I just answer and I just breathe real heavily. Sometimes I will threaten them. I'm not going to lie.
You get aggressive with them.
I do yell. Like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, they've evolved. If you felt like you've had an increase in robocalls since the reopening, you are not alone. In fact, it is a thing. It's happening.
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to the ring of robocalls.
I need to discuss your repayment options.
There is a legal enforcement action.
The qualification process can be completed in a few minutes.
Umail, a robocall blocking app, says the number of calls steadily rose over the summer. In April, the app's robocall index recorded 2.9 billion calls. By August, that went up to 3.7 billion. The Federal Trade Commission warns scammers are using illegal robocalls to pitch things like low-priced insurance and work-from-home schemes.
So they're saying if you are not on that no-call list, you should definitely add your number to that as well. But when it comes to the actual robocalling, the no-call list doesn't actually affect that. So you have to really talk to your cell phone provider. I guess they've got different like blocking services. But yeah, this is a problem. I literally got one 10 minutes ago, and it's always a different number. And they're getting real clever, too. They're putting local numbers, so it looks like it's a KC guy.
Yeah, I hate that.
Me.
Actually, the ones I get the most of the time, they try to put, like, my hometown, and I'm like, yeah. Joke's on you. I don't want to talk to anyone from there.
Let's talk Trump, because we got to 45. It's that portion of the program devoted to 45. But I'm gonna combine a couple stories into one, so we just kind of get these out of the way.
A chorus of boos from the crowd below, some chanting respect her wish and vote him out. With the election just 40 days away, President Trump trailing Joe Biden in most polls is bulldozing one of the fundamental principles of American democracy, refusing to commit to the peaceful transfer of power.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transfer of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
The president amplifying his crusade to cast doubt on the election's integrity, ramping up his claims that an expected surge in mail-in voting will lead to widespread fraud, though there's no evidence that's true.
So we have to be very careful with the ballots. The ballots, that's a whole big scam.
Democrats comparing the president to a dictator.
You are not in Russia, Mr. President. And by the way, you are not in Saudi Arabia. You are in the United States of America. It is a democracy.
He's just so predictable. He suffers from Kanye syndrome. They're both so predictable. Like when Kanye's got a new record out, you know he's going to go off because he's got to sell the new record.
Oof.
It's so deflating, right? It's just the game is so obvious. And it's one thing to be a pawn in the chess game, but we're not even on the board. Ugh. I hate that I love this stuff, though, you know? That's the thing. I'm yelling and screaming, but I hate that I love it. I'm still going to watch the TV. I'm still going to try to get people to vote, go vote, register to vote. Ugh. What's the point, you know? What's the point of any of it? The point is we got to get better. And that if we want to get anything done, it's going to have to be on us. That's the point, I think. So were you a fan of Alvin and his friendly chipmunks?
Oh, definitely.
I watched it a ton. Well,
I was obsessed when they started making every single song sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. We have pitch corrected the chipmunks. So now you can hear what they really sound like. This is
what?
Now it's just Alvin the bro at the bar.
First one back gets $100,000.
$100,000? This is fantastic. Come on, Simon. Help me out.
Absolutely not. I refuse to be a part of this deception.
Okay, Theodore, it's you and me.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, they're just normal dudes. Just hanging out, getting into some riffraff, doing hood rat with their friends.
So weird.
Kitty, I know you're going to love this story because you love this song and you love a chance to make some money. So this track is that new one from Chance the Rapper and Justin Bieber.
I love it.
It's called Holy. It's excellent. It really is good. It's some good stuff right there. Well, Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper, they're giving $250,000 away. They're giving it to people affected by the pandemic. This was a tweet from Chance the Rapper himself. He said, "Thanks for the love on Holy, the new song. Justin Bieber and I are partnering with Cash App to give away a total of $250,000 to those affected by hard times. Tell us your story if you feel like sharing, and if you enter your Cash App ID, your name or whatever, and you use the hashtag JBChanceHoly, they can give you some money." Really? Is it that simple?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to sign up for that because I can give you, listen, you want a sob story?
Ooh. Honestly, yeah.
Ooh, I got a few for you.
It all started at my conception.
Tom Cruise is going to space. This local newscaster, I think this is in Florida, had a lot of fun with this.
Tom Cruise will head to the ISS on a SpaceX rocket to film his next movie. He is a legend and far and away one of our most successful actors. SpaceX is an American-made company with a few good men like Elon Musk. Space is a risky business, but SpaceX has made all the right moves. It won't be a Mission Impossible, not when you have the collateral of Tom Cruise. Unless you've been living in oblivion or have gone through life with your eyes wide shut, you know Cruise and Musk both know the color of money. Personally, I look forward to next fall, where I'll have a cocktail in hand, watching the launch on the Space Coast. I just hope the weather holds, and there are no days of thunder, and it doesn't rain, man.
He said it! Hey, he said it! He said it! He said all the titles! Could you get it? Because those are the titles of movies that Tom Cruise has done. Did you get what he did there? He had a lot of fun with that. It's a local news station in Florida. There wasn't a lot going on. The retirement community loves on-the-nose humor. Come on.
I guess.
We have fun here. We have fun here. News at 9. We'll wrap it up with this one, Kitty. We've been talking all through this pandemic about folks who have, you know, created pop-ups, entrepreneurs, you want to call them, who are giving us those things that, you know, we need them in our life. Didn't think we needed them, but you know what? Now that we got them, I can't imagine living without this.
Burrito Pop holds your burrito or wrap, freeing up your hands and keeping them clean while you eat. Our patented burrito elevator is a twist on the entire burrito eating experience, giving you every last morsel without the mess. And it'll keep your burrito fresh if you need to take a break. I've gone through countless designs, made tons of prototypes, and learned more about the dimensions of a burrito than anyone should ever know. So if you want a better way to carry, keep warm, and eat your favorite food, or just to back an epic side project, back Burrito Pop today.
Think of it as a thermos that holds your burrito. Kitty, give this woman a Nobel Peace Prize. It has a twist at the bottom so you can raise up your burrito. It's kind of like a push pop.
More like a Nobel Beef Prize. That was good. I was waiting. I literally was waiting for the perfect moment to swoop in and say that.
My name is Hartzell. That is Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
You know why your closet is looking so sad right now? It's because you don't have enough Charlie Hustle.
I don't have enough Charlie Hustle.
You need more Chuck in your life. We've got some red and gold Arch crew necks because it is Red Friday. The brand new arrivals are in and they look real nice.
That game day gear. That hoodie.
CharlieHustle.com. If you want to use that KC Morning Show promo code, what is it, Kitty?
It is KCMS20. I don't really have any of my own personal Charlie Hustle shirts. I don't feel like I'm a part of the real KC Morning Show thing. I mean, I've stolen a couple of yours, cut them in half, you know, made crop tops, but
that's a good point.
I need you to, you know, give me that hookup, Hartzell.
No, you're right. That's
I mean,
point.
I know they love you over there.
That's not me. I'm sorry. I didn't even think
it
about
is.
That.
You've been lacking and
gotta hit up Pat the Bat. What up, Pat? You haven't gotten out one single shirt, have you? Okay, we'll fix that, Kitty. And you can fix that as well. The KC Morning Hose. Go to CharlieHustle.com. KCMS20. The community tees, just some of the best. Noah's Bandage Project, the heart tee is just amazing. They've got Defend the Kingdom. All the masks you can want. All the collegiate gear. Woo! You want to look so fresh and so clean?
I would look so fresh and so clean.
CharlieHustle.com. That's what you got to do, baby girl. Give them that promo code.
KCMS20.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. The man, the myth, the legend, Sports Illustrated's very own, Benny Heisler, back on your KC Morning Show. This is the calm before the storm, the Monday Night Football storm, baby. Get me going.
I'm ready, dude. And the thing is, like, here we are. It's Friday morning. We're ready to get the weekend started. Like, in my head, I kind of feel like the weekend's already been there for me, so I'm just trying to, like, hang on for dear life and get through the rest of the week. But I'm ready, dude. Let's go. Let's get this game out on my television. I want everything. I want to soak it up. I want to bathe in it. I want to have more post-game after that. Like, just everything about it, I'm just ready to go, because this is going to be arguably the best game of the year.
How are you feeling? Are you up for the weekend? Are you healthy enough for the weekend? Is your back better?
I knew we were going to go in that direction.
You knew I was.
It's feeling a little bit better. I do pretty good. Like, I'll take like a little bit of ibuprofen before I go to bed, and then I remembered something. My wife has rheumatoid arthritis, so she's been this autoimmune condition that she's had for the last like 12 years or so, and I forgot that we have like some CBD oil. Just hanging around. And I was like, I totally forgot about this. So I have been trying out like her little CBD pills. And I don't know whether or not they're doing much of a difference, but I do feel better. So I think it's working, but it could also just be like it flared up in the middle of the week because I'm old and over the hill. And now I'm just better. But then, of course, I was going to hopefully try to get to the driving range at some point when my kid was napping, and I was picking up some leaves, and, like, I cut myself at the rake, so now I got, like, this big old blister in between my thumb and my index finger on my right hand. I can't catch a break, dude. I really can't.
Yeah, I think scientifically they would say you still have yet to hit your peak, man. So, really, you are still technically on the up and up.
All right, so now I'm just confused. Like, I'm over the hill, but I still am on the up and up. Like, where am I, man? Like, you're going in all sorts of directions. My mind is hurting. Like, I'm not sure where to go. And now I'm leaving today's session a little bit more confused.
That means I've done my job.
You as a therapist could solve all these issues all at once if you wanted to, just by laying it straight. But you got to find a way to keep us coming back.
All right, Benny, let's do this. I want to talk Chiefs, obviously, but you're a fantasy guy. So, of course, I want to talk about that. What is your last minute picks for the weekend? Go.
So here's where I'm going to go with this one. I'm looking at the entire remaining slate because we're doing this on a Friday. So no Jacksonville Jaguars, no Miami Dolphins, none of those guys. If we're looking for a couple surprises, like if you're going to go to, say, DraftKings and you're going to try and win that $1 million, these are a couple of the guys that I would consider putting in your lineups because I don't think they're going to be heavily owned players. So what I mean by that is, if you're trying to put together that lineup parcel that's going to try and win you $1 million, it's super difficult to do. This is not a guarantee that you are going to win $1 million. You're just trying to find leverage on the field. You want to try and play guys that have a ton of upside, that could score a lot of points, but not a lot of people are on. If everybody played the best guys, that means you have no leverage on the field. If something crashes with one of those guys, if the chalk play, as they say. So like let's say that Miles Sanders of the Philadelphia Eagles is the chalk play of the week. All right. He's not heavily priced on DraftKings. He's going to score a ton of points for the Eagles against Cincinnati. Like everybody, 25% of the field is going to play this guy. But if you fade him and go with somebody else to try and leverage the field and Miles Sanders ends up getting hurt or he plays badly, now you have a high upside guy that nobody else has. And that's how you end up winning this thing. So a couple of the guys that I really like for this week, I like Carson Wentz, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're going to score a bunch of points, get themselves back on track against Cincinnati. I think a running back that I'm certainly intrigued by, is David Montgomery with the Chicago Bears. Melvin Gordon, remember him from the Chargers? He's now a Denver Bronco. They're hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week, and the Buccaneers allow their bottom five in the league is stopping pass-catching running backs. So I like Melvin Gordon as a possible, low-ownership play. And then lastly, when it comes to, some possible options at the wide receiver spot, I'm looking at somebody like Tre'Quan Smith of the New Orleans Saints. Darius Slayton of the New York Giants, I think, has an awesome matchup this week against San Francisco. So all these guys, if you wanted to go ahead and find like a really good matchup for, I think that those guys are all in play this week.
All right, Benny, let's talk Chiefs. I've seen a lot of people that are going Baltimore on this one.
What do you think? I know, like, USA Today, I saw that the Chiefs went down a spot and the Ravens went up. So what do you think?
You know what, man? Like, that's okay. Like, here's the thing. I've never understood this. Like, if your team is not number one, like, in the regular season, it's okay. Where are you going to be at the end of the season? Where are you going to be when it matters the most? You have a chance to become the number one team if they win on Monday night. Now, it's going to be a difficult task. You got to go to Baltimore. As you said, they've been the number one team in the league. They're playing like they're on a mission this year, man. Like, they're playing pissed off that they got eliminated in the divisional round at home by Tennessee. And then remember, if the Chiefs don't beat the Titans, and they were down 10-0 to them early on, you know, it's the Titans that are playing for the Super Bowl against the 49ers and not Kansas City. So as far as Monday night's game goes, like, the biggest key is making sure that you're able to find a way to at least contain Lamar Jackson. The last couple times that the Chiefs have played him, they did that in the first half. And then it was some late runs by Lamar that got them back in the game, made both of those awfully close. But the Kansas City defense was actually really good in those first couple games that they played each other. If you can figure out a way to try and keep them contained, slow down the run, because the Chiefs have struggled a little bit at stopping the run this year. Like, that's all what Baltimore does. They'll take some deep shots, but it's about Lamar Jackson getting on the edge. They have Mark Ingram. They have J.K. Dobbins. They have a really good running game, Hartzell. They ran the most times of any team in the NFL a season ago. So you slow down the run again. You force Lamar to have to throw it and pass it, make him uncomfortable, throw some guys in on a blitz. You might have a chance here. And I think Mahomes is going to bounce back nicely. The conversation right about him in the fantasy world is that he's kind of underachieving so far this year. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire was awesome in the first game. They didn't need him. Second game, Mahomes made plays when it mattered. They got the win. So at some point, if this is going to be one of those back-and-forth offensive type of performances, Mahomes can hang with anybody. And so I actually think the Chiefs will win this game on Monday night. I think they cover the spread right now with Baltimore -3.5. So I say I'll take the Chiefs plus the points, and I think they actually win this game outright, even though it's on the road against the number one team in the NFL.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. He's not the centerfold. He should be the centerfold, in my opinion. But instead, he covers gambling. He covers your fantasy. Benny, where can folks find you?
They cannot find me on the centerfold, man. I got to get back in shape. I got to start running before I'm even, you know, starting to consider that. But I appreciate it. But yeah, don't subject your fine Kansas City Morning Show audience to that. If you want to find me, I'm on the Tweet Machine at Benny Heist. That's also where I am on Instagram. And then also find us SI.com/gambling and SI.com/fantasy. Let's help you keep winning this week. And already up to a solid start on Thursday.
Benny, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, man.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty Friday!
Meow!
What we gonna do, huh? What we got going on?
Personally, we have nothing going on.
It's the first free weekend in a minute. It's the first free day in a minute. It's been a busy few weeks. Both good and bad, but you know what? It feels nice when you make it on the other side. Because now it's nothing but smooth sailing. We got Monday Night Football, going to be hanging out at the Ambassador Hotel. Monday's show going to be brought to you by the Ambassador Hotel. DJ Hyden's going to be there. I think actually even Ashton Martin's going to be there as well. Might have both of the fellas out there. You know that? Oh, you didn't know that, did you?
No.
I see your face right now. I'm looking at me breaking some news off for you, Kitty.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're jacking with my events.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm always stepping on your segment. Kitty, this is your thing. I'm going to fall back. You want some music?
I would love some music.
What you want me to play?
Surprise me. You know what? Actually, on this day, what was it? Hold on. On this day in 1967, The Doors released Strange Days. That is one of the best albums ever.
You want something off of Strange Days?
Play me some Strange Days. Yes.
Kitty, got some events. What is that KC Morning Buzz? Kitty.
All right. First and foremost, be safe this weekend. There is a Trump rally tomorrow at the Liberty Memorial, and they are expecting 2,000 trucks, cars, everything to be there. And they are going to drive down Main Street to the plaza, which is, you know, the Plaza Art Fair. That's a little sketch.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's happening tomorrow.
Wear your mask, y'all. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask and just be safe. Casey Wine Co. out in Olathe, Kansas. They have events every Thursday through Saturday. I keep seeing this stuff, and I really want to go. They've got like a pumpkin patch happening this weekend. It's family friendly. It usually isn't. They're, if you gotta be 21 to become free s'mores. They have Hocus Pocus trivia happening tomorrow. Oh. I think that would be a lot of fun. They do like boy band bingo.
If there's any questions about BB Mac, I got you covered.
Good.
Back here, baby.
So at the World War One Museum, they actually have two things happening. Saturday and Sunday, they have Puppets Aglogo. It is a free event. You drive through the loop outside of the museum, and you turn your radio on to hear the soundtrack, and they're going to have all these glowing dragons, butterflies, puppets, whatever.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's just like a drive-through show. And then they also have opening today, Silk and Steel, French Fashion, Women and World War One. That is a new exhibit that's going to run through February.
That screams you.
It does. Yeah. I seriously.
1,000%.
I was like, we should go.
We should get them on the show.
We should get them on the show, but yeah. Also like we should We should go.
I agree.
Because I want to. It looked really pretty. Electric Poe opened on September 17th, and that is a really cool show that's being produced by the Coterie Theater as well as Union Cemetery Historical Society.
Like actually at the cemetery.
It is at the cemetery, so when you could buy your ticket, you are reserving a plot. Well,
I love that.
We're going.
Yeah, we are.
That is not an if, ands, or buts, or we are interested. Hartzell and I are going. I am so excited.
Yeah, I got to pick out my date. I got the email. In fact, we're going to have some folks on from the Coterie on the show next week, I think.
Exactly.
We're talking about the whole thing. We're going to talk about the Coterie.
I'm excited. I was a theater kid, so this would be a lot of fun. And to be in a cemetery, like that's some creepy stuff. And it's running through Halloween. And last but not least, like Hartzell mentioned earlier, there is a Chiefs watch party at the Ambassador Hotel
on
Monday. Starts at 6:30. There's already 38 people reserved so far. You should definitely
get
you a spot.
Good for us. It was a good time last week.
We turned up. We turned up
a little
up
bit
hard.
Too much. We got to maybe turn down a little bit this week.
It's going to be on a Monday, and you know I have class Tuesday, so.
Oh, you
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks for you because I don't. So.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so those are your events. Lots happening.
And then we got Sporting KC on Sunday. They are taking on Colorado. It's away games, not home. But that's Sunday at 8, I believe. Yeah? Sunday at 8. So
ooh,
there you go.
Are they going to want you to do a virtual party?
I do not know. Well, that's a good question. That's probably in an email that I didn't read that I probably should have.
We just went from, we have a free weekend to,
There's stuff to do. We're gonna fill it with some KC things to do, and that's the best way to do it. Kitty, where can people find you?
Me?
Yeah, you. People want to reach out. People want to reach out and touch Kitty.
Happy Friday, y'all. You can find me at Holy Hearts because
yeah, why did I bring
without Kitty,
into it?
That was so that's weird. What you will have.
Mm-hmm. You can get me at Hartzell965. Where can they find this show?
The KC Morning Show on Instagram and just KC Morning Show everywhere else.
And we're nominated for Best Local Podcast. Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's almost done. We are just
There's
about
done.
There's
5 days left.
Okay. It's end of the month.
We got
okay.
5 days.
Okay. I thought it was sooner.
Vote. Like
yes,
I said,
please do.
Tell your moms and your grandmoms, mm-hmm. brothers and sisters, all your friends.
If we win,
vote.
If we win, I will tell you this right now. If we win, we're going to throw a party. I will shell out some coin.
Is this going to be like the end of the year party your teacher promises if you'll be good and everyone just gets like a quarter slice of pizza?
That is exactly what this is. It is a bribe, Kitty. Welcome to the KC Morning Show, where we are not too proud to beg. Well, my name's Hartzell. Thanks again to Benny Heisler, to Charlie Hustle, to UMKC. It has been an excellent week. Kitty, say goodbye.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning.
Adios.